Hi everyone, I'm Fernando Campos, B3's Investor Relations Associate Director, and I would like to welcome you to another B3's Financial Results Podcast, in which I and André Veiga Milanês, B3 CFO, will analyze B3's financial performance in the second quarter of 2023. André, how about we start with a brief overview about this, of the scenario in the quarter and the impact that it had on our main business of cash equities?
Sure, Fernando. So we had a quarter with a more favorable environment. The market started to anticipate cuts in interest rates, which recently materialized, and that had a positive impact in our volumes. We closed the quarter with an ADTV of 27 billion reais in the cash equities market, a growth of 7% compared to the first quarter, but a reduction of 7% when compared to the second quarter of last year, primarily because of lower market cap of companies. Turnover was still very healthy, around 160%, and we saw recovery in margins, which was driven by a customer mix, a different customer mix during this quarter in comparison to the first quarter. Still in equities, I think there are two things that I would like to highlight. First, the reduction that we saw in index derivatives, which was primarily driven by a decrease in volumes, reflecting the behavior of retail investor here. And second one, the reduction that we saw in stock lending revenues, and that has to do with the reduction of the rates that are transacted between the parties, which is also the basis for our revenue. So with a reduction in demand or a more positive sentiment from market, those rates have reduced, and therefore our revenues have also reduced accordingly.
What about the other segments?
On listed derivatives, we had another quarter of a historical volume records with an ADV of 6.2 million contracts, driven by interest rate derivatives in reais. Concentration of volume in shorter contracts impacted the average margin of these products. On the OTC, another very positive quarter with fixed income instruments showing growth both in issuances and in the inventories in all asset classes. And in other segments, I think it's worth highlighting that this was the first quarter that we incorporated Neurotech results, almost a month and a half of results. So there is around 12.5 million reais in revenues from Neurotech during this quarter.
André, for another quarter, we saw a good performance of expenses by B3. So do you think the numbers reinforce that the company's efforts in seeking for efficiency is something that we should see in the long term?
Yes, as we have been discussing with the market, the project that we carried out last year, we're still reaping the benefits of that project this year. But that is an area that will remain being an area of focus for us going forward. I think the expenses for the quarter show this, excluding the expenses with Neurotech. We have grown below inflation and definitely below the inflation that we would have considering the bargaining adjustment that we had on salaries last year of 10%. So we remain very focused on delivering on that strategy of cost discipline, and our target for the year remains to be closer to the lower range of our guidance of expenses.
André, thank you for the analysis on the results. I think one point that is important to mention about strategic advancements is the partnership that we recently announced with NASDAQ, and we've been discussing that with the market for the past weeks. Can you give a little bit more details on it?
Sure. I think, first, it is not really a new partnership, is more a renegotiation of terms that already existed. So B3 had already had an agreement with a company called Cinnober that dates back to the integration of the clearinghouses project here. That company was later acquired by Nasdaq. And what we did was we sat down to renegotiate the terms of that agreement, allowing us to basically to evolve our platform, to improve the services that we provide and potentially facilitate the expansion of availability and capacity in our platform. B3 will contribute with its expertise in operating in markets with unique characteristics such as ours, in order for Nasdaq to be able to improve its clearing solution to other market participants or to other players that are clients of Nasdaq. So all in all, it's more a renegotiation of an existing agreement that will, in terms that are more favorable to the company and that allow us to improve our solution going forward.
Super clear, Andre. Thank you very much. Remembering that this podcast is available on B3's Investor Relations website, along with the new series of thematic podcasts that launched recently with the HFT as the theme for the first episode.